Amen. How many believe he's a way maker today? Promise keeper. Come on, let's give it up to Jesus a little bit more today. He's a good God. He's making a way for us right now. Amen. You may be seated today. Thank you so much for being here in person and online every weekend. It's an honor to do this with you. And Summer and I are very privileged to be a part of this church.
Yes. And it is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all of our moms in-house and online. And I just want to just honor those of you who have babies that are in heaven. Maybe you haven't even been able to get pregnant yet. Maybe you have lost your mom. Maybe you don't have a good relationship with your mom or your child, wherever it may be. Yeah. I want you to know that we see you, God loves you, and most importantly, he sees you. So happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Let's give it up one more time for all the moms and mother figures. You guys are amazing. You know, today I'm excited because Summer and I are doing something totally different.
Fun.
Is the very first time that we get to preach with both of our mothers. Yay. And I believe this is going to be a special message to speak to all of us today. All of us can receive something from this message, so please do so. So if you don't mind, and just help me welcome my mother, Yay. Pastor Renee, and my mother-in-law, Mom Cheryl.
Yay!
Amen. We're honored to be up here with both of you, and the fact that you see both of us up here, I know you believe in miracles.
I do.
But Mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you, and you're a great mother, and you did so many things well as we were growing up, and one of the things I love is you made simple things very fun, and we didn't know that we didn't have a lot because of your spirit and your faith. And you are a great praying woman, and I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms here, and it's just great to be able to share the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God here today with you in-house and then everyone online. God bless.
Wow, I didn't know I was going to get emotional. What's so funny is you said that expect tears flying, and maybe that was maybe more going to come from you, but I didn't expect me. But anyway, we planned this actually for 2020, and so it was just COVID. But anyway, with all that being said, it's just an honor to have my mother here with me. My mother is one who, and I always say this, and I say this because I'm boasting on my mom. But when my father passed away, she was able to hold down the house, a 5-bedroom home that we stayed in, that my mother and my father built for our family. And they were only in it for, a year or two? 1 year before he died, and she was able to keep that home. And so for 13 years, yeah, that's right. And so I have never lacked. I've never been without. And I just love you. I appreciate you, and I honor you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, baby. Well, I want to say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, sweetheart. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there online and in-house. But this is my baby girl, and I'm so honored to be here with my son, my sister in Christ, and my daughter. It's an honor. Happy Mother's Day to you. It's an honor just to be here to share. I have so much to tell. I can't even tell it all, y'all. But God bless you, and thank you for having me.
And amen. And I do want to say to you, my wife and my love, and the mother of my kids, I love you, and you're a great mother. I married up when I married you. And I have found a great treasure in you. And me and the kids love you very much.
Thank you.
Happy
Appreciate you.
Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You know, today our message is entitled The Family Table. And so as you're receiving this and listening, my wife and I are going to set up our moms just to share a little bit of how they let out their homes when we were kids and how they practiced the verses that we're going to read here in just a moment. So today, if you're a man, if you're a woman, as my wife mentioned, in any situation of life, please just lean in and receive something from this today, because I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. And no matter if your family table is great, right, if it's not great, if it's lonely, if it's struggling, you know, no matter where it is, God sees you. And I believe today all of us can apply some of these principles. So if you don't mind, turn over your worship guide, take some notes as they stand out to you today with what our mothers share. And we're going to read a few verses in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I believe this will be a blessing to you. Good.
Amen. Okay, so 2 Timothy 1, verses 5 through 7, and you can follow on the screen behind me. It says, I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift yes. God gave you when I laid my hands on you.
Yes.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline.
Amen. So, Father, I thank you today for this great worship experience, our mothers, all the mothers today. And I would just ask that your Holy Spirit would minister to all of us right where we're at, and that we would lay down our resistance, set aside our distraction, and receive something today. In Jesus' name, everyone said.
Amen.
So we see here in these verses that this family and Timothy's family had a legacy of faith. And he was a young pastor, and the Apostle Paul, who was a basically I would call like a general in the early church, is writing to him. And he's reminding him of his grandmother and mother. And so there was a connection there with his family lineage and his faith. And then I would say also his calling. And he was a great young pastor who did awesome stuff in the early church. And so our faith can be generational. And when you think about this today, I think mothers, and of course fathers, but mothers have a great part to play. And the faith in our family being passed down from generation to generation. There's something about a mom. Isn't that true? There's something about a mother's touch. My father, we give him a hard time because one time he told my mom that she didn't make sandwiches like his mom.
This is true.
And how many know that's a mistake to say? Yeah, we're praying for him still. And
he said he didn't feel the
And then so my mom asked my grandmother how she made it, and she made it the exact same way. And then he ate it, and he said, it still doesn't taste the same. She is going to get so many crowns in heaven. You don't even understand. And then what did he say? It wasn't made.
He didn't feel the love in it.
Didn't feel the love. God help us today. But there's a touch from a mom that is just unique. And so I want to encourage you today. I believe you have great power in the Lord and passing down your faith onto the next generation and generations. So with that being said, we want to set you guys up. So, Mom, how did you pass down your faith to us as we were growing up?
Well, first of all, this makes me think of my mother, and I want to give her honor today. She's in heaven, but my mother taught me faithfulness. She was very faithful in her love to the Lord and the church and also to her husband and children. And she just modeled that for me. So I really appreciate that. I do want to say happy Mother's Day to Valerie and Lindsay, married to Zach and Josh. Mm-hmm. Our daughter, Jenny Lynn, married to Ryan. And of course, Summer, married to David. All four of you girls are really such a blessing to Dad Norris and I because we see your hearts for your kids. You love them with the love of the Lord and a love of a mother. And your desire to see them to know the Lord and to be successful in life. God bless you. Thankful for all of you. Well, you know, passing down faith is quite a responsibility, but it's an encouraging one because we have a promise in the Word that says God is faithful to 1,000 generations.
Yes.
His mercy is faithful to 1,000 generations. But I learned early on when my kids were little that if that was going to happen, my kids needed to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and to learn about God so they then could pass their faith down to their children. And I'm thankful today to say that I see my grandchildren learning about the Lord. But each generation must walk with God to realize that promise. So one way we did that was through prayer. We prayed with our kids. We prayed over our kids. We prayed for them. And sometimes there were emergency prayers. Praise God.
Prayers with spankings.
Yes. But what a comfort to know that God answers prayer, and also that there were people in the church praying for them. There was grandparents praying for them. So prayer is such a powerful tool because God hears our prayers. In fact, it says he'll answer them even before we call. So prayer, and we wanted to pray with you because we wanted you to understand that prayer was just talking to God. Right. Prayer doesn't have to be hard. So prayer is a powerful way to pass down faith. Another one is listening to music, which is really a powerful tool, parents, because, kids learn words so easily. I have some granddaughters that know every word to Let It Go. And man, do they sing Let It Go. But kids learn words so easy to music, and before you know it, they're singing those words. Well, when they listen to worship music, they're singing words about Jesus. They're singing songs of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, and that's getting down in their little spirits. I remember one day when my husband had been out of town and all the kids were little, he brought home, maybe it was the first rapper.
It was the very first Christian rap song.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was a cassette tape, you all. How many remember cassette tapes?
Rapping for Jesus to the beat, but.
And they were in the kitchen. They were so excited. They were standing on the table chairs in the kitchen going, rapping with Jesus, rapping with Jesus to the beat. But again, music. Learning those words about the Lord and exalting him. And Jenny told me the other day, I said, Jenny, what about this question? She said, well, Mom, I know a lot of scriptures because of scripture songs that you taught us. So a great way to learn about God. Well, we went to church, and you might say, well, of course you went to church. You were the pastors, right? Yes, but I'm thankful that our kids never really complained about going to church. But one thing we realized, too, it was important that what they saw in church, they saw at home. So it can't be a conflicting message. So by God's grace, I believe that what they saw in church, they saw at home, and they learned the importance of the house of God. The last thing I want to share about passing down faith is you got to teach your kids to be thankful. We just didn't allow complaining. When my kids would start saying, but I never get to, that would just rile me. I said, don't you ever say you never get to. You are so blessed. And you have so many blessings, and you get to do so many things. Because thankfulness works with faith. And if you want faith to be released, you got to learn how to be thankful, right?
That's good.
And so we taught our kids to be thankful. I remember one morning, the groceries were a little slim in the house. I had hamburger buns, eggs, and maple syrup. So I thought, well, I'll make French toast. So I made French toast. I put it on the table, had the kids come, and Dave was about 9. And he looked at it with an attitude and said, what's this? And I said, it's French toast. It's round this morning instead of square. Be thankful and eat it. We're not going to complain about the food that is set before us, right? So Thanksgiving is really important because he's a God that loves us to all generations. He's faithful and he's good. So teach your kids to be thankful.
Yeah, that's so good. Amen. Amen. Yes. Very good. And by the way, your son, my husband, did make those circle French toast.
I did.
There you go.
And it was good. It was good.
The next generation.
Yes,
passed it down. Jesus and circle French toast.
But even just thinking about that thought, I think about the Israelites and how God would always tell them, remind your kids, tell your kids, and he would, and they would have songs, and they would pass it down. But even talking about, you know, sharing that testimony of what God has done, that does help us be thankful, and it remembers what God has done for us. Amen. Okay. So to my mother, talking about verse 6, and it says, you know, basically, this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. So in this just verse, it kind of just shares with us kind of that Timothy was in the church. Mm-hmm. He was receiving from the Lord, obviously with his mother and his grandmother. So my question to you, and I do call my mother Mommy. I am 40 years old, and I call her Mommy. Thank you. I am proud. Mommy. No, just kidding. How did you instill church into our family or faith into our family?
Well, I tell you, when you think about Lois and Eunice with this scripture, my grandmother, Grandma Jenny, my mother's mother, she was in church. She was a faithful, devout Christian. And when we went to visit her, anybody that went to visit her, you better bring your church clothes, because I don't care what you got on, you're going to church on Sunday. So I saw her, I just witnessed her in church, and I learned to love going to church because she was singing. Mm-hmm. And four of my uncles and aunts, they were in the choir, they were singing, and I sing. And so I mimicked them. When we got out of church, we went over to grandmother's, we had dinner, we sat at the table, we prayed, we cooked, we ate, and I found that I would sing. She was singing and cooking, I was singing and cooking. And so I began, and then she just started praying as she was praying. So it gave me a prayer life. It made me mimic her. And so I, in my life at home, I would cook and I sing, and I still do. I'm living with David and Summer now, and what do I hear? My daughter singing, my daughter praising God, worshiping God, and Kendallin, my grandbaby. Mm-hmm. She's up here praising the Lord. I said, you go, girl. Come on now. And so how I instilled, I prayed. I told my children, we're going to have open communication. I want you to tell me any and everything, whether good, bad, or indifferent, and we're going to make it through it. Even if I might pass out, y'all just fan me a little bit, I'll come back. But tell me the truth, and we're going to deal with it. So we had times of that. Then I prayed for them. I laid hands on them, believing God that whatever was going on, it was going to be all right. I trusted God all the way, because not only my grandmother, but my mother and my father were Christians. And so I didn't see them pray as much because they separated at an early age. And I was only five. But I keep remembering my grandmother. And I just thank God for her laying hands on the sick. I think about Grandma Norris laying hands on the sick. And I just know that God can do anything except fail. Amen.
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 And Mom, too, you, as you became a single parent, you found a great church, and there is a great leader in Indianapolis named Bishop G.T.
Dr. T. Garrett Benjamin Jr.
Thank you. Sorry, excuse me. Sorry, Bishop. You know I love you when you're watching this.
At the time, it was Second Christian.
That's right. Correct. And you found that church.
I did.
And you, I believe, got support, you know, from them.
Absolutely.
And so you took that that example from your grandmother, and then you parlayed that in this new, I would say, you know, tough situation, and you found a great church, and then he became a great influence to Londo.
He did.
Your son and
he
your family.
Did. If I can just share, Bishop became that father figure because their father died when Summer was two. And so I was a single parent of three, and I'm trying to hang on and go to work and so forth, and Bishop stepped in. It's important to find ministers or pastors, leaders that can be mentors.
So good.
It's important to have a church that offers Bible study, groups, city, hello, groups. Hello, and also children's ministry. Because a lot of people say, I don't know how to pray. Well, keep on trying, keep on trying. He hears you. And the more you do it, the more you study to show thyself approved, then you're going to know that God is hearing you.
Right.
So, yes, I had Bishop to help us. The other people in the church that helped us was a mentor for Londo, for Summer, and for Chana.
Right.
And for me, because I was a single parent. I was 29 when my husband died. He was 30. I had three children. I needed help. So I called on the Lord, and the Lord led me to Second Christian, which is now Light of the World.
So good. And so really, it was the power of community that helped stable you, among other things, but in your faith, and then and then your kids, and it's huge. And so, with that being said, Mom Cheryl, how did you encourage? Because we see here in verse 6, as Summer read, that the Apostle Paul is telling this young man to stir up the gift of God inside of him. So, how did you, you know, as a single mom, and you were in Light of the World, how did you help your kids discover who they were supposed to be in God, in their in their destiny?
Talking to my pastor, Bishop, and other friends and family who were older, who had wisdom and knowledge. I didn't know some things to do because we as parents, we don't have the answers. You know, we become parents. There's not a book out there that says, okay, if they do this or they say that, you do this.
I wish there was. Jesus.
Hallelujah. But basically, I prayed. I taught my children to pray. I taught them, the first scripture I taught them was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not going to be with you all the time. But whether you're in school, wherever you are, you can trust God that you can do any and everything through Christ who strengthens you. The second one was Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I taught them the word. I had them read the word. We prayed together. And so that stirred up the flames. The next thing you know, I have a daughter that is a pastor. Hallelujah.
She was resisting at first, but she...
Oh, yeah. She received. But she saw a lot of... You know, I was a pastor's wife. And being a pastor's wife or being a pastor is not easy, you know? But God. Yes. And so the Lord blessed these two together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then I went into ministry. So it's a thing. It's like it's a trickle-down effect. But I tell you, when he fans that flame, it's going to go from generation to generation.
Yeah, how many
receive
that?
Just trust God in
Amen.
That. Amen.
That's good.
Amen. I wish my brother's probably, he's going to be here the second service, but seriously, 5 o'clock in the morning, she would pray. 5 o'clock. I have to get up probably like 6 or 7, like give me a little bit of time. 5 o'clock in the morning, she would be praying with her friends on their, what, I don't know, what did you call each other?
We called our group Sister Loose. That was when Woman Thou Art Loose, T.D. Jakes, they had that conference. We called ourselves Sister Loose. 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, we were on the phone. We had about 7 people online praying, and the Holy Spirit would come in my room, and then here she goes, Mommy, can you just, girl, you better come on in here and pray with us.
I wasn't saved then, guys. I wasn't saved. But anyway, but I'll say as far as, you know, instilling too, you know, you were a great witness of Christ to me, and so you were a huge mentor. Okay, so going on, I'm going to go to Mom Renee. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom Renee. I wanted to just say that and let you know that I really appreciate you and adore you. You have been a great mother in love for me. So I'm looking at verse 7, and it says, for God has, this is a famous verse, and I say that because we quote it a lot, but for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So how would you say you overcame fear, or how did you help your children overcome fear, or how could you encourage us to overcome fear?
Well, I love this scripture because it right away lets us know who or where fear comes from.
Yes.
Because love, power, and a sound mind comes from God. God doesn't have fear to give. He doesn't use fear to speak to us. He'll direct us through his word, but he doesn't make us afraid to make decisions. Love is the opposite of hate. Power is the opposite of being powerless. And that sound mind, I used to think, well, that means I'm not crazy. But it's a little more than that. It means that you have disciplined thoughts and the ability to make sound decisions. So God's heart for us is not to live life out of fear, but to have a relationship with him so we can move in power, move in love, and make good decisions and good choices. And, of course, I wanted my children to know how to do that. Also, I just want to say, you know, fear is something that we deal with that is ongoing. Wouldn't it be nice if one time we got just delivered from fear? And that's all we ever had to deal with it. But David said in Psalms 34, verse 4, I sought the Lord. He heard my cry, and he delivered me out of all my fears, which indicates that there's more than one, maybe more than one type of fear or situation that we're dealing with. But there's a promise that we can be delivered and have love and power and a sound mind and be delivered out of all fear. Yeah. So when I think about how we ministered to you guys, with that, well, of course, if anyone knows your dad, we don't live in fear. Praise God. We taught you kids to face your fears. Mm-hmm. And we would do that by having them participate in sports, talk through their fear, talk through what was bothering them, but to do new things that maybe you were afraid to do, mm-hmm. but to accept that challenge, learn new things, and grow, meet new people. We also had them do things in church. All of them got on the platform at one time or the other. Dave started playing drums when he was 8. Yes, the praise team was David and me. Hallelujah.
It wasn't good. And, God, help us.
But praise God, we were training him to worship, and he was a part of that praise team. I remember Zach one time preached on the stage when he was about 4. Yep. All of them did things, but we wanted them to learn how to get outside of themselves and to have these opportunities to learn and grow. So you got to face your fear. So I've got some memories that, you know, Josh was afraid of water because David dunked him in the water when Josh was 2 and held him under for a minute. Wow. God bless you. So when Josh
you know
was
what?
Around...
Just stop.
When
That's
Josh was around 3, we were at the Y.
First time hearing that one.
Well, that was a long time ago.
We just speak that you don't reap that one through your kids. But anyway... my husband said, son, you're not going to be afraid of water. I was in the pool, and my husband just dropped him in. Now, not everybody's going to agree with that, but before the night was over, Josh was having fun
in.
In the water. Praise God. Another funny memory, and I'm just speaking to different age groups because maybe you've got different situations. When Jenny was about 14, I had told her, it's time for you to get a job, girl. You like expensive clothes, so I want you to work and make some money and help buy your clothes. And she wasn't getting a job. So we were at Sonic's. I think you were with us. Mm-hmm. And the girl brought us our food, and Jenny didn't know I was going to do this. I said, do you have any availabilities for employment here? And she said, yes, we do. I said, please bring me an application. My daughter's going to fill it out. Well, Jen was horrified, couldn't believe I did that. But she filled it out right then. We turned it in, and she got the job. And she has become a great employee. She has a great work ethic, but she just needed to be pushed. I could not let her stay there. She had to overcome that. Zach, when he was little, I don't think he was ever afraid of anything.
He wasn't.
But when he came back to the Lord, he needed some help. And with prayer, his dad prayed with him and he got delivered. But a fear that I want to talk about right now is something that happened with me and David, and it is a fear about parenting. We are our children's parents, not their friends. And that's so important to know and understand. Because if we try to be a friend, we're not going to make the best decisions. And one time when Dave was about 14, he was in the car with me. And there was another child in the back who wasn't a part of our family. Dave wasn't really in a great place at that time. And right now I'm talking about us as parents. And all of a sudden, we were having a conversation. He just cussed at me in front of this kid. And I didn't realize I was going to do it, but I just hauled off and slapped his face. And I said, you will not talk to me that way. Get out of this car. We were at a 4-way stop. It was at the intersection of Roger Street and 11th Street. I remember exactly where it was. And he gets out of the car, slams the door. And then my first thing was, oh, my God, what did I just do? I had a fear come on me. Where is he going to go? Is he going to run away? What did I just do? I kicked my child out of the car. I have no idea where he's going. And then I had to get my composure. And I prayed. And I said, Lord, where did David, what should I do? And I heard the Lord say, go to the church. Guess what? David walked up to the church. I asked the other day, do you remember why you walked to the church? He doesn't. But then I remember back, you know, we took him to church. He goes to the church, and there he was standing outside the church. We went inside and had a conversation, and he just shared with me. I said, what is going on with you? But I had to take a step. I couldn't let him dominate that way in disrespect. So as parents, sometimes we have to conquer our fear in raising up these children and to know how to love them appropriately. And that's with the love of God. Teach them respect, and it's training them not to be their friend, but to be their parent. And trust God that he will lead and guide you, and you raise them up the way they are to go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. In Jesus' name.
Come on, how many received this today? And you know what both of you shared, it's not hard to do in terms of the grand scheme of things. Now, it may be hard in the day-to-day with our focus, our energy, the stress, the busyness of life, but it, you know, what they shared is not pseudo-spiritual. It's really just praying with our families, you know, praying over our families, you know, having worship in the house, being thankful for what we have. You know, Mom Cheryl, you know, taking her family to a good church and getting them around a solid leader, and her learning from her grandmother, and then setting them up with open conversations and dialogue and trust. So it's not like anything that we don't know. We know this stuff. It's simply doing it. And I want to encourage you today, again, your family table may be great today. Or you may be leaving here and your family table is empty, or it is in disarray relationally. I want to encourage you today, God knows exactly where every one of us are at in this room and online. He knows where our families are. And to all the mothers today, our future mothers and future wives, I want to encourage you, you can start today. You can start today. You know, maybe your family has really never prayed as a family over a meal. Do it today. Or maybe you never prayed over each other. Start today.
Yes.
Or maybe you've never listened to worship, you know, music. Do it today.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just start today. Just start. Maybe you don't have a church. You're welcome to City Church today.
Amen.
You can just,
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
It's just these small steps that domino into a legacy that really I would have never dreamed I'd be up here with my mom and mother-in-law and be with my wife. But look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
And God is faithful.
Yes.
And so today, I want to ask you, as we stand to our feet, please. And great job, moms. You guys did a great job today. Great job. If you don't mind, please bow your heart and bow your head. I'm going to have my mother pray over this service, and Mom Cheryl will be praying over the 11:30. But first and foremost, there's so many things here with groups and, you know, City Kids and the movement for teenagers, and we have young adults and we have the dream team and all the stuff that we have here for everyone, every age, all the family. It always starts by having Jesus be our Lord. If you've never received Jesus, and or if you have but you're far from him, today is your day to come back to him. So right now in this room and online, as hearts are bowed, heads are bowed, and you would say, you know, Pastor Dave, I need to receive Jesus, and or I need to come back to him. That's me. If that's you right now, go ahead and raise your hand. I want to pray for you to receive Christ today and come back to God. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Good. God bless you today. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, give it up to him a little bit more. That's a big step, the biggest step, the greatest step of our life. And then you would say, you know, my family table's good, it's bad, it's indifferent, it doesn't matter really where it is. But you would say, you know what, I want to pass down my faith to the next generations. I want to have a legacy of faith. When I leave this earth, I want my faith to speak long past my life. And you want to start today just with some of the steps that my mothers have shared. If that's you, go ahead and raise your hand. I want to see you today all over this room. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I do. And so follow me in this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I'm yours. And I give you all of me. For anything wrong in my life, I turn from that. And I say yes to you. I'm yours forever. Invade my family. Help me to pass down my faith generationally. I'm yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Mom, please pray over us.
Lord Jesus, we're just thankful for the opportunity to be in the house of God today, to feel your presence, to know you. Lord, I'm thankful for every mother that's in this place and every person. Lord, I just ask for all of us to continue to grow in wisdom, in power and might through your word and through relationship. And Lord, with your help, we make good decisions, and we train up that next generation to be strong and mighty, so that your promise is realized that you love and your mercy endures to 1,000 generations. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's give it up to him one more time. He deserves it today. He is the greatest.